Keystone Pipeline timeouts.
We're asking for a 7 to 12 month delay.
Policy battle over a transgender student.
Giving her unrestricted use of the girls' locker room.
A troubling trend.
Death rates rising among white middle-aged Americans.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, the company behind the Keystone XL pipeline is calling on the U.S. government to suspend its review of the project. TransCanada official Mark Cooper says it's about local concerns in one of the states where the pipeline would cut right through.
There is still a very active discussion in the state of Nebraska, and the state processes are very important to allow the people on the ground the ability to weigh in for or against the project.
But Jane Klebe, head of a Nebraska group that opposes the pipeline, suspects there's a different reason.
This is nothing but a delay tactic in hopes that a Republican gets into the White House, which would approve the pipeline, because they know the president's getting ready to reject it.
And Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton recently came out against the pipeline. The State Department's now reviewing the $8 billion proposal, which would connect Alberta, Canada's oil fields with the Texas Gulf Coast. An American intelligence satellite detected a flash of heat at about the time the Russian jetliner broke up and crashed in Egypt 3 days ago. CBS's Alan Pizzi is in Cairo.
If the flash was from the plane, analysts say it could have been caused by an explosion in a fuel tank or engine as a result of mechanical failure. But a bomb still cannot be ruled out. The definitive answer probably lies in the black boxes, the cockpit voice and flight data recorders, which are described as being in good condition. Analysis of them is scheduled to begin today here in Egypt.
And families have begun identifying the bodies of the 224 victims in St. Petersburg, Russia. The Department of Education says an Illinois school district violated the law in a dispute over a transgender student. CBS's Vicki Barker joins us now with more.
The government's given a suburban Chicago school district 30 days to grant a transgender female unrestricted access to the girls' locker room or risk losing millions in Title IX federal funding. The student identifies as female, is undergoing hormone therapy, and plays on a girls' team. She rejected a compromise proposal that she change in a screened-off part of the girls' locker room, saying that should be her choice, not a requirement. District officials insist they respect transgender rights, but say the privacy rights of all 12,000 of their students should be considered too. Steve?
Well, transgender and gay people in Houston would get new protections in an ordinance on that city's ballot today. Ohio voters are considering a series of measures on marijuana. One would legalize recreational use.
It should be legalized. I mean, look how good Colorado's doing.
I'm not for it just because I think if you smoke that, other things come with it.
CBS News Elections Director Anthony Salvanto says there are interesting ballot measures in other places on this election day.
One in San Francisco put limits on the amount of rental and Airbnb that an apartment owner could do. In Washington State, a measure that would ban the import and sale of parts of endangered species.
President Obama says his decision to deploy special forces in Syria doesn't break an earlier promise he made. Let's go to the White House now. CBS's Pam Coulter is with us.
Steve, the president told NBC Nightly News that the new special operations forces are an extension of what they've already been doing, and he's been consistent with his pledge not to put boots on the ground in Syria.
We are not going to be fighting like we did in Iraq with battalions and occupations. That doesn't solve the problem.
The White House insists the troops, numbering fewer than 50, are on a train, advise, and assist mission. Steve?
From Iraq, word that one of the leading voices who encouraged the U.S.-led invasion to oust Saddam Hussein has died. Ahmed Chalabi was a secular politician who lived in exile for decades prior to the war. Volkswagen stock is taking another pounding overseas after word that more vehicles than first thought may be caught up in the automaker's emissions scandal. WWJ Radio's Jeff Gilbert says this includes more expensive models.
This adds about 10,000 Volkswagen, Porsche, and Audi vehicles with larger six-cylinder engines to the list of vehicles that are out of compliance. Cynthia Giles, who heads the EPA's enforcement division, says this was found in routine testing.
VW has once again failed its obligation to comply with the law that protects clean air for all Americans.
Giles says they have not found any emission cheating in their testing of other vehicles.
VW denies the new allegations. Overseas, a South African prosecutor has gone to that country's appeals court seeking a murder charge against Paralympic athlete Oscar Pistorius. Pistorius was found guilty of a lesser charge in the death of his girlfriend, served a year in prison, and is now under house arrest. Death rates are on the rise for middle-aged whites in this country. CBS's Barry Bagnato looks into new research.
Among white American men and women between the ages of 45 and 54, death rates actually have been rising, a study finds, because of increases in alcohol-fueled liver disease, suicides, and drug overdoses. Princeton researcher Ann Case.
Heavy-duty prescription painkillers and opiates like heroin are being delivered to places where heroin was never delivered before, into rural areas.
A quiet epidemic, she calls it, in the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences.
Teenagers may be more plugged in than any of us. CBS's Dave Barrett looks at what commands their attention.
Teens are busy on their phones and laptops, spending about 9 hours a day on media, according to a study by Common Sense. Most often they're listening to music and watching video.
The Walking Dead.
Media use is up roughly 1 hour from research done 5 years ago, and kids are gaming.
After 3 minutes, the hunted get shotguns to turn the tables on the slasher.
And they're tapping on their devices.
Your messages shouldn't force her to keep the conversation going. They should make her want to text you back.
More and more, those teens are multitasking. 25% of the time, parents
with the phones down while we're eating.
Okay. Are clueless about what their kids are up to.
Strange sight during the Monday night NFL game in Charlotte. Two protesters using climbing equipment scaled down in the pouring rain to unfurl a banner.
They're just dangling there behind that upper deck, or the second deck on down to the first.
The ESPN announcers took note of it. The banner urged Bank of America, which owns the naming rights to the stadium, to dump Dominion. The bank has financed Dominion's natural gas export facility. Four people were arrested. Sleep is important, but it can be elusive for some of us. There's a new study just out.
Is not getting enough sleep putting you in a grumpy mood? Yes and no, say researchers at Johns Hopkins School of Medicine. They found that sleep disruptions, waking up several times a night, is more likely to put you in a bad mood than a shorter amount of sleep without interruption. They studied two groups of people, one group subjected to forced awakenings through their sleep. The other group was awakened after a shorter stretch of uninterrupted sleep. The forced awakened group had a 31% reduction in positive mood compared to a 12% reduction for the short sleep cycle group. Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
A 53-year-old Arizona man's under arrest after police say he left his 5-year-old granddaughter alone in the desert with a loaded .45-caliber handgun with instructions to shoot any bad guys. The child was found by her mother and a firefighter with the gun, but safe and sound. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.